Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! It's a beautiful day in Pflugerville, not a cloud in the sky, and no asteroids, so that's a bonus. The amazing team of Bobby Wonder and Grab Stack are taking a little break for lunch at the local Burger Shack. I have to say, I'm very excited for some Burger Shack French fries. Say, why do the French get all the credit for fries? Anyway, I think we should call them Florp fries. So, come on, let's order up.
What do you have?
Oh, hi, Burger Shack lady.
You can't be indecisive at the order window, Bobby. You got to go with your gut when you're about to eat. Pay no attention to him, Miss Burger Shack lady. We will take 2 jumbo burgers with everything, 2 shakes of the month, and 2 Mondo-sized fries. Extra crispy on the fries, if you would.
Okay, I got 2 jumbos with the works, 2 peanut butter shakes, and I'm sorry to say we're out of fries.
Out of fries? Out of fries? Well, that can't be right. You're a Burger Shack. How could you be out of fries?
It works like this. We cut potatoes up and put them in the fryer. And currently, there's a Pflugerville-wide shortage of potatoes. Hadn't you heard? It came on early this morning.
No potatoes?
You still want your burgers or what?
Let's head over to the Pflugerville grocery store, Bobby. I have a bad feeling about this.
Cancel our order. We need to find those potatoes. A world without French fries? That just doesn't seem right.
No time for chit-chat, Bobby Wonder. We have to hurry. There's the Pflugerville stop and go. Get down there.
Oops. I think one of those shopping carts rolled into that car.
Just don't worry about that now. Get in there. Oh, I was afraid of this. Head to the potato chip aisle.
Whoa. The shelves are bare bones. This is crazy.
Why are we always the last to know? And let this be a lesson to you, Bobby. When there's a shortage, people freak out and buy up all the potato chips. I'll take that.
Grab Stack, let the bag of potato chips go. It belongs to this nice lady.
I had it first.
You grabbed it out of my hands. Young man, you need to get your hamster under control.
Oh, he's not a hamster. He's a Grab Stack from Florp.
Get your paws off my chips.
I'm calling my lawyer. This is a disaster. No chips, no French fries, no hash browns.
Okay. I think you're being a little dramatic.
Well, I am an actor. That is my job to be dramatic.
You know what I think?
Nope.
I think this has to be something Mighty Mila cooked up.
Oh, she cooked it up all right. Cooked up all the fries and then ate them.
No one can eat that many French fries. Unless Mighty Mila transformed herself into a giant creature and then ate all the French fries.
Oh, she'll be after the milkshakes next. We have to move fast before she strikes again.
Let's do a flyover. It can't be that easy to hide every potato in Pflugerville, right?
No mashed potatoes, no potato balls, no potato pancakes.
I didn't know you loved potatoes that much. It's a little weird.
Well, your face is a little weird. Oh, I'm so sorry, Bobby. I'm under a tremendous amount of stress. There's no potato dumplings.
Where would Mighty Mila try to hide every potato in Pflugerville?
Oh, I hope she didn't throw them all in the Pflugerville Bay. That would be a potato tragedy.
What was that? Something hit me in the face. Oof! Something hit me right in the gut.
Bobby?
Yeah, Grabstack?
You've flown into a potato storm.
A potato storm? Hey, we found some potatoes.
Yeah, but they're coming right at us.
Oof! Oh, ouch! Ah!
Take away some action, Bobby. We need to clear out of this potato storm.
We're going down! Mayday! Mayday! Ugh. Wow. That was some potato storm. Grabstack? Grabstack! He's not in my pouch. Grabstack!
Hey, kid, you crashed into all my junk.
Oh, sorry about that. I was caught in a potato storm.
Yeah, right. You okay, kid? Sounds like you might have hit your head. There ain't no such thing as a potato storm. Not in my book, anyway.
Could we talk about this some other time, Marty the Junkyard Guy? My best good buddy fell out of my pouch, and I can't find him.
You're a strange kid. You know that?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And your hair is blue.
Yep.
You know, I had everything very carefully organized around here. You're gonna have to help me clean up your crash site.
I don't know, Marty. Isn't stuff just piled up all over the place?
Yeah, but it's piled up the way I like it.
Hang on, Grabstack. I'll find you. I just have to clean up this little mess first.
I'm gonna sit on this old recliner while you tidy this place up. The washing machine motor goes over there. And the bicycle wheel goes over there. And that old moped goes over there.
We've been at this for 2 hours. Everything has to be in the right place by now.
No. We're just getting started. This could go all day.
But I have to find Grabstack.
Help! I'm trapped under a pile of car tires.
Grabstack? Hey, Marty, could I move these car tires?
Oh, yeah, sure. Put them over there by the lawnmower parts.
Grabstack! I found you! Ha-ha!
What's about time? I've been screaming from down here for about 10 hours.
Grabstack, I don't want to alarm you, but you're naked.
You think I don't know that? I'm also freezing. My straps fell off. But at least I still have my undies. Phew.
And all your fur!
It's a one-piece pullover. All my fur comes off at once. Very handy for taking baths.
Whoa, you are a lot skinnier than I thought. Look at your little twig legs.
Hey, I haven't had time to work out in ages. I'm too busy being your sidekick.
Don't you worry, Grabstack. I'll find your missing stripes.
Hey, look at this tiny striped fur coat. Oh, I like this.
My stripes!
Excuse me, Mr. Marty, sir. I think that blob of stripy fur belongs to my best good buddy, Grabstack.
Oh, does it now? Well, that's gonna cost you. I drive a hard bargain.
Pay whatever it costs, Bobby. I can't go around town without my fur on.
It'll cost you 10 grade A potatoes. Actually, make it 20. I hear there's a shortage.
Okay, you got it, Marty. We'll be right back.
Oh, this is beyond embarrassing. My fur fell off. Oh, that hasn't happened in ages. And I really do need to get to the gym. My arms are like toothpicks. You take yourself a little break and I'll get back into Bobby's pouch. Boy, those seatbelts are gonna be cold on my belly button.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
And we're back. I'm back in my pouch on Bobby Wonder's belt, and we're already airborne. We have to find some potatoes or I'll never get my stripy fur back. Okay, come on. Let's get the search on.
I know, right? Grabstack is really skinny. I mean, look at those arms.
Okay, let's all stop gawking at my arms. I bet you'd be skinny without your feathers too, Mr. Duck.
What's that you say? You saw a bunch of potatoes fly by here just a few minutes ago?
It's another potato storm!
Hey, I know what's happening here.
Do tell.
It must be Robozuki using his tractor beam eyeball on every potato in Pflugerville.
Oh, you know, I think you might be right. And you know what that means.
What's it mean?
We can save all the potatoes in Pflugerville. French fries for dinner, people!
So all we gotta do is follow the potatoes. Right, come on, Grabstack. Let's go with the flow.
Woo! Who knew there were so many potatoes in Pflugerville?
I know, right? Aha! I see Robozuki!
Oh, that little one-eyed menace is sucking every potato into a gigantic wooden box on the Pflugerville football field!
That's not a gigantic wooden box the size of a football field. It's Mighty Mila, the wooden box!
Oh, she transforms into the weirdest things.
She sure does. Heading down! Hang on, Grabstack!
Don't crash into Mighty Mila, the wooden box, or we'll have a mashed potato lake!
Hi, Mighty Mila.
Nice landing, Bobby Blunderhead. I was wondering when you were gonna show up. You're late, as usual.
Yeah, we had a lot to do. First, we had to try and order French fries. Then, Grabstack got into a fight with a nice lady at the grocery store.
She stole my chips.
That's definitely not what happened. Anyway, then we got caught in a potato storm and crashed into Marty's junkyard.
You realize I don't need to know any of this.
Then, I had to clean up the whole junkyard and Grabstack's stripy fur fell off.
Wow, Grabstack, you are skinny.
Thank you so much for pointing out the obvious.
Anyway, we're finally here.
And you're too late. Every potato in Pflugerville is in Mighty Mila the wooden box. Now all I have to do is tell Robozuki to pick me up and drop me in the Pflugerville Bay. It's all part of my Potato Armageddon event.
Not on my watch.
Oh, yes, it will be. Robozuki!
Do we have a plan here, Grabstack?
A plan.
Come on, Grabstack, you always have a plan.
Well, don't look at me, I lost my stripes.
Robozuki, tractor beam eyeball, engage! Move me to the Pflugerville Bay. say goodbye to every potato in Pflugerville, Wonder Boy.
Well, Grabstack, I guess that's the end of French fries forever.
Hold on a second. The end of French fries? What are you talking about, Bobby Blunder?
I'm not sure if you're aware of how French fries are made. I mean, you are only 10. It's possible this information has somehow missed you. French fries are made out of potatoes. Also potato chips.
Potato chips are made out of potatoes?
Duh. The name's a dead giveaway. How did you not know that? Also hash browns.
Hash browns? No way!
Potatoes make lots of stuff.
If you're making this up, I am going to be very upset.
Nope, we're telling the truth. A French fry is actually a potato.
I thought potatoes were just ugly brown globs covered in dirt.
Let me guess. You like French fries?
I like to dip them in my milkshake. It's one of my top 10 favorite things to do. Right below number 9, throwing a pie in Bobby's face. Well, this is just great.
I tell you what, Mighty Mila. If you'll give everyone their potatoes back, we'll buy you dinner at the Burger Shack. The fries are on us.
Free French fries? So, technically, I win. I get free fries.
That's a mighty complicated way to get a free tub of fries.
Robozuki, reverse tractor beam eyeball all the potatoes. Aw, come on, little buddy. You can do it. Come on, you two. You've got some buy me dinner plans.
We have to make a quick stop, but we'll meet you there in 20 minutes.
That's okay. It'll take Robozuki at least that long to empty Mighty Mila the wooden box.
Could I possibly grab 20 of those taters you got there?
Sure. I've got about a million of them. Wow, that fanny pack holds a lot of stuff.
It's stretchy. And we're off!
Like a potato peel!
Oh, boy, these fries are good. And you're right, Mighty Mila. They're great when you dip them in your milkshake.
I know, right?
Oh, boy, am I glad I got my strap fur back. Marty drives a hard bargain. 20 potatoes!
You know what tastes better than French fries?
What?
Free French fries! You should try them sometime. Oh, wait. You paid for these, didn't you? I guess you wouldn't know.
We should go home and make potato pancakes.
Or I can make a potato pie.
I'll bring the milkshakes.
Okay, now that's interesting. A potato pie dipped in a milkshake. Oh, this is happening.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.